The Gospel of Luke, chapter 22. The Conspiracy Against Jesus. The feast of unleavened bread, which is called the Passover, was now drawing near, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law wanted to kill Jesus. They were looking for a way to do this, because they were afraid of the people. Then Satan entered into Judas, called Iscariot, one of the 12, and he went off to discuss with the chief priests and the officers of the guard how to deliver Jesus to them. They were delighted, and agreed to give him money. So he accepted, and from that time he waited for an opportunity to betray him without the people knowing. Then came the feast of the unleavened bread, in which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and get everything ready for us to eat the Passover meal." They asked him, "Where do you want us to prepare it?" And he said, "When you enter the city, a man will come to you carrying a jar of water. Follow him to the house he enters, and say to the owner, 'The master asks, where is the room where I may take the Passover meal with my disciples? He will show you a large furnished room upstairs, and there you will prepare for us.'" Peter and John went off, and having found everything just as Jesus had told them, they prepared the Passover meal. The Supper of the Lord. When the hour came, Jesus took his place at the table, and the apostles with him. And he said to them, "I was eager to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you, I shall not eat it again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then they passed him a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, "Take this, and share it among yourselves, for I tell you that, from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." Jesus also took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And after the supper, he did the same with the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood, which is poured out for you. Yet the hand of the traitor is with me on the table. Know that the Son of Man is going the way marked out for him. But alas for that one who betrays him." They began to ask one another, which of them could do such a thing? The last conversation with Jesus. They also began to argue among themselves which of them should be considered the most important. Jesus said, "The kings of the pagan nations rule over them as lords, and the most hard-hearted rulers claim the title Gracious Lord. But not so with you. Let the greatest among you become as the youngest, and the leader as the servant. For who is the greatest, he who sits at the table, or he who serves? He who is seated, isn't it? Yet I am among you as one who serves. You are the ones who have been with me and stood by me through my troubles. Because of this, just as the kingship has been given to me by my Father, so I give it to you. You will eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones and govern the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, Simon, Satan has demanded to sift you like grain. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have recovered, you shall strengthen your brothers. Then Peter said, Lord, with you I am ready to go even to prison and death. But Jesus replied, I tell you, Peter, the cock will not crow this day before you have denied 3 times that you know me. Jesus also said to them, When I sent you without purse or bag or sandals, were you short of anything? They answered, No. And Jesus said to them, But now the one who has a purse or a bag must take it, or even his coat, and sell it, and buy a sword. For Scripture says, He was numbered among criminals. These words have to be fulfilled in me, and everything written about me is now taking place. Then they said, See, Lord, here are 2 swords. But Jesus answered, That is enough. Gethsemane. After this, Jesus left to go, as usual, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. When he came to the place, he told them, Pray that you may not be put to the test. Then he went a little further, about a stone's throw, and kneeling down, he prayed, Father, if it is your will, remove this cup from me. However, not my will, but yours be done. And from heaven there appeared to him an angel who gave him strength. As he was in agony, he prayed even more earnestly, and great drops of blood formed like sweat and fell to the ground. When he rose from prayer, he went to his disciples, but found them worn out with grief and asleep. And he said to them, Why do you sleep? Get up and pray, so that you may not be put to the test. Jesus was still speaking when suddenly a crowd appeared, and the man named Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He drew near to Jesus to kiss him. And Jesus said to him, Judas, with a kiss do you betray the Son of Man? Those with Jesus, seeing what would happen, said to him, Master, shall we use the sword? And one of them struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. But Jesus ordered him, No more of this. He touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Jesus spoke to those coming against him, the chief priests, officers of the temple, and elders, and said to them, Are you looking for a thief, a robber? Do you really need swords and clubs to arrest me? Day after day I was among you, teaching in the temple, and you did not arrest me. But this is the hour of the power of darkness. This is your hour. The trial of Jesus and Peter's denial. Then they seized him and took him away, bringing him to the high priest's house. Peter followed at a distance. A fire was kindled in the middle of the courtyard where people were gathered, and Peter sat among them. A maidservant noticed him. Looking at him intently in the light of the fire, she exclaimed, This man also was with him. But he denied it, saying, Woman, I do not know him. A little later, someone who saw him said, You are also one of them. Peter replied, My friend, I am not. After about an hour, another asserted, Surely this man was with him, for he is a Galilean. Again Peter denied it. My friend, I don't know what you are talking about. He had not finished saying this when a cock crowed. The Lord turned around and looked at Peter, and Peter remembered the word which the Lord had spoken, "Before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times. Peter went outside, weeping bitterly. Now the guards who had arrested Jesus mocked and beat him. They blindfolded him, struck him, and then asked him, "Who hit you? Tell us, prophet." And they hurled many other insulting words at him. At daybreak, the council of the elders of the people, among whom were the chief priests and the teachers of the law, assembled again. Then they had Jesus brought before them, and they began questioning him, "Tell us, are you the Christ?" Jesus replied, "You will not believe if I tell you, and neither will you answer if I ask you. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God." In chorus they asked, "So you are the Son of God?" And Jesus said to them, "You are right. I am." Then they said, "What need have we of witnesses? We have heard it from his own lips."